got ourselves a Brady Report staring us right in the face. Let's get right to it. The Brady Report is brought to you by our friends over at Hooters. I do believe the NASCAR. Was NASCAR this last weekend or the weekend before? And then that, what's his name, won? Good stuff.
That guy.
Great race.
Very good.
Should have seen it. Hey, that guy won. That's like the twice.
Bush. Let's just go with the
Is
Bush.
That who it was? The Bush? Brady?
He's really good at driving.
Man, the one guy that beat every... Oh, and then there was that other guy. I thought for a second he was...
Oh, yeah, the other guy was close.
Did you see that other guy get close?
Yeah, he got second, I think.
Yeah,
Robin.
He was right behind first guy. He was right on it. And then that second guy, you're like, that second guy is almost the first guy. I don't know if he's... Ah, it's over.
And the sponsors. A lot of sponsors.
Oh, so many people got time on television.
M&M's into Home Depot.
Ugh.
Off the Lowe's.
Oh, it's great.
Denny Hamlin won.
I told you.
Yeah, that guy.
Shut up, Tim. Hamlin. Come on. We were just talking about
that. Just clarifying.
Why you got to fire off like you're a know-it-all?
That's you know what the name of the race was?
The NASCAR Championship Spectacle.
Semifinals. Blue-Green Vacations 500.
That's right.
Duh.
Clear, man.
That's our one time a year we talk about NASCAR that you just
and you
Except
just got
one we're giving out to you.
Got the whole season knocked out.
So just record that. We'll replay it next year.
Now, I have to say that I guess the story started to really get out in January, but that Paul Menchaca thing that this Rutledge Deus guy has copied and done, that happened in September of last year. That's how fast time's going. So I missed that, but
Rutledge happened?
No, Rutledge happened just now. This
it's fresh.
Time. That's the fresh one that made me think of
the
Paul Menchaca.
It
made me think, oh, that's the fresh diaper. Paul Menchaca inspired. But I thought Paul Menchaca was earlier this year. It was end of last summer. My God.
So we need a new top story of 2019.
Well, that's Rutledge Deus.
Rutledge wins.
I'm just going to take it over. Anytime you crap yourself and pretend retard, you're pretty much a top fiver for me.
But it's been done. So
yeah, but
is
still.
Is it going to be the top?
Tip of the cap.
You can always do it better.
What about the 8 kids that won the spelling bee? What about that one? That's a good story.
Are they crapping on their way up there?
Yeah, if one of them played retard or something. I'm like ESPN. ESPN's taught me that over the years. If it's mentally challenged or handicapped, it's better than everything else. We have a dream. You know when he's got he pretended to have a mental disability and went out there and he scored 4 touchdowns.
Peanut Butter Falcon.
That's a great one. That's the movie of the year. That's my raspberry of the year.
You could do the ESPN thing where you list the 5. And let the people vote?
Sure.
I think I've seen like 4 movies this whole year. Maybe. Peanut Butter Falcon is by far the worst movie out there of all of them. Not just the 4 I saw. All of them out there. But nobody has the courage to say it. Because then it means you hate mentally challenged
people. I laughed, John. I cried.
That's great. Good on you. I cried. I couldn't get the remote out from between the couch cushions. And I cried that Fandango charged me $14. And I'm like, ah, screw it. I'll do that.
That's what movies do. They invoke emotions.
They do. Yeah, no. This one invoked regret. Is that an emotion? Pain. I don't think that's an emotion.
What were the other movies you saw?
I don't even remember. Nothing.
Really. You going to get the 3 hours and 28 minutes in before the end of the year for The Irishman?
No. Has anybody watched that? Did you watch that?
It doesn't come out on the streaming till the 27th, right? And it's only in select theaters.
I'm not interested in 3 hours and 30 minutes of any one thing.
Yeah, the long movies have kind of gone by the wayside.
Can't do it.
Except for Avengers Endgame.
And even then, that was just people going because they had invested 19 different movies in. So they could have thrown 5 hours at you and been like, I got to watch it. I need to know how this ends. It's not over. I don't even know the movies I've seen this year. Can't even think of that's how good it's been. I didn't ever see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And everybody's kind of like, nah, you should watch it.
The recent movie I saw was Playing with Fire.
What's that?
The John Cena.
What?
Movie.
The what?
You went John to the Cena John Cena
Your
Cena
son
want
to see it?
Mm. Nice.
God, you are just, you give in too easy.
Oh, I wouldn't let him see the other crap.
What happened to dropping kids off? That
one. Yeah, why don't you?
Of course Kirby and Ronnie saw it. They've got terrible movie taste.
Here's what you do, Toledo. He's old enough. You send him in that theater. Yeah. And you go in the go see a good movie.
Or you just leave him there for a couple hours. You drive around.
It's supposed to be about spending time together, John.
And you stay in the daycare facility. You let the kids go to the movie, and you stay in the Harkins, play some video games.
You just leave them.
Watch you.
Or drop them off, yeah.
You just leave them and tell them they can Uber home.
See, Toledo's overcompensating.
Yeah, the dad thing. Your dad never saw a John Cena movie with you.
No, he didn't.
Ugh.
He asked me if I ever went and saw movies with my mom, his grandma. I said, I think the last movie we saw together in a theater was Apple Dumpling Gang.
Oh, that's a Don nice. Knotts, Tim Conway super
classic.
And it's
classic.
Back.
Right.
Jeez.
It's on, it's on the Disney right. Plus. I told him we're going to have to sit
back.
Down.
It's available.
It's back.
It's not back.
You're overcompensating for two parents then, apparently. Poor,
yeah.
Poor Toledo never went to any movies.
I was like six. Yeah, I never did.
And he didn't want to go with you either, by the way. He's a teenager.
No.
He didn't want to be there with you, and you didn't want to be there with him. What kind of quality time is that?
You could still go and get the popcorn and all that, and then you go see something else.
I'll meet you up after, bud.
Yeah. You got to schedule it right.
Just drop him off like a half a mile from the
I've
theater.
Done that. Let I've done that before. In. Like, you know, him and like five, six of his buddies.
Yeah. That's the way it works.
Well, was the John Cena movie good?
No.
Garbage. Really?
Doesn't look good.
Garbage.
Can't even. Look great.
My daughter brings it up.
As far as family movies go, it's garbage.
My daughter brings it up, and I change the subject immediately.
Just say no. Just tell her wait for it to come out on video.
I haven't seen any movies this year. I'm
trying She's to still too dumb to even realize. Like, yeah, she can forget stuff like
oh,
this.
Oh, yeah.
Change the subject on her.
Squirrel!
Take her nose or do that thing with your right. thumb that makes it looks like it's coming off.
Like, she likes farts, man. Just farts. Hey,
yeah,
farts.
Yeah, do a fart.
Oh, I showing you this thing where it looks like my thumb's coming off?
Oh, my God.
What were we talking about? Who knows? Yeah, I mean, back to whatever we were doing.
How'd you do that?
And just thumb thing.
It's pretty sweet.
Wow. My dad can make his thumb come off.
You'll miss that in a few years. Trust me.
Yeah, I know. They'll start remembering stuff.
Hey, your thumb's not really coming off. I want to see a John Cena movie. Crap. I can learn new magic tricks.
She is getting to the point, though, where my threats, she realizes some of them aren't ever going to happen.
They're empty?
Yeah.
Hold up.
You're not going to do it. So she'll be a little smart ass. So I told Lisa, I go, well, you better start doing what you say now. You got ground her ass.
Yeah. You will never see the light of day. You not. I still don't know what that phrase means. You not. It doesn't. That's just words.
I will not.
Yeah, that's you. Just, those are just words your parents said when they were just so angry. Cusses came out.
So powerful combo.
Yeah. So now if I say that, I got to stick her in a hole in the ground and lock it.
Start digging a hot box. You're a tween.
What you doing, Dad?
I'm building a punishment chamber.
For who?
Get in the house. You're adorable. Or else. Anyway, I'm glad you had such a great weekend with your son there. And Brady's got the Hooters thing, or the Brady Report, brought to you by Hooters. At Hooters, they love customers, and we know how to show it, they say. Stop in any Phoenix Hooters tomorrow. That's the 19th of November. For 10 boneless wings and fries for just $6.99. That's tomorrow only at Hooters because they love you. That's pretty good. Under 10 bucks, you get a full meal there. That's not bad. Brady, please report it.
Good Monday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world!
Hi.
Couple of Monday morning fun facts. Nicolas Cage was offered the role of Shrek, but turned it down because he was afraid kids would only think of him as an ogre.
Him yelling Fiona?
Fiona! Fairy godmother's destroyed everything.
Say Farquaad.
Lord Farquaad. You didn't believe it, Lord Farquaad. I just want to be left alone, baby girl.
Sounds so dirty when you say it.
Farquaad. I would like to see that. Hey, Shrek, why don't we go over here and have some fun? I don't know, donkey. Maybe I should just stay in my shire, my mud pit.
You will always be... What would be the term of endearment there? My donkey? I don't know. You will always... Baby girl, donkey.
Oh, yeah.
My baby burrow.
My baby burrow. You'll always be my little ass.
There you go.
My little ass. I'd watch that for hours on end. We might just want to redo the whole thing. Just dub over the Shrek lines, the Mike Myers parts.
The old TV series Lassie. One of the running jokes that people have, you always hear Lassie saving Timmy when he fell down a well.
Never fell in the well.
571 episodes of Lassie. Not once. The only character who ever fell down a well.
Lassie.
Yep.
I know this. It's in that thing that, like, TV folklore. The other one is that on Star Trek, he never once said...
Beam me up, Scotty. Or
he did say that. The other one was the I'm a doctor, Jim.
Oh
not
yeah,
a, not a pool man.
Yeah, I'm not a pool man, right? He couldn't get his wife out of there. I see what you mean. I need help. My wife's in the very deep end. I'm a doctor, Jim. Not a pool man.
can't you try as a doctor to be both Pullman and doctor? Same time, pull her out, then be a doctor.
The three oldest buildings in the world still standing are all in France.
Hmm. Pretty old
they
country.
They were all built between 4850 and 4500 BC.
Is one of them Notre Dame? Because they tried to burn that down.
4500 BC?
Yeah.
I think 7,000 years old?
4850 wow. BC.
It's not Notre Dame.
No, it's not.
No. What is it?
Yeah, what are the buildings?
I don't know. I didn't look
at research is unnecessary.
Jeez Louise, Brady. I just throwing out the... We'll be right back as we all go to our computers here, now and figure out what the hell he's talking about.
One is a croissant factory.
Oh, who would I guess?
The other one is, oh, here it is. It's French fries. It made French fries in 4,500.
Of course, you made it about food.
Oh, here we go.
Well,
and
it says
the third
here
was,
the oldest building in the world is the Great Buddha Hall in China.
Yes, that's what I'm getting.
I've got...
Still standing.
Wait.
Still standing.
I've got one known as the prehistoric Parthenon in France.
Maybe still in use, perhaps.
BC.
Still in use.
That could
here's
be.
One as a kind of a it's a Barnanez. Is that the one you're talking
that's
about?
The one
it's
I'm
in
looking
France.
At, yep.
It's a passage grave. Prehistoric Parthenon. The other one is the Tumulus of Bourgeon, 4,700 BC. That's in France as well.
The Tumulus.
Tumulus.
Okay.
Mm, tumulus.
And then St. Michael Tumulus. You take a tumulus when you have too much red sauce.
Always helps.
These buildings look like...
They look like mounds.
Mere grass mounds with holes drilled in the side for these druids to wander into. Well, there you go.
A new study.
Wait a minute. Wouldn't they be evidence of Noah's flood?
That's a building?
Yeah,
sure.
And they built
that's glorious. That's the tumulus.
They're still taking care of that.
Yeah, if you can go in there and live, that's
right.
A building.
You can go in there and date that for Noah's flood, because evidently it flooded at one point, if you recall correctly.
Maybe France avoided it.
No, couldn't. Whole Earth, evidently.
Oh.
Hmm. Interesting.
Is that still, you know, what was the early one? They're saying the world's only 10,000 years old.
Yeah.
People threw that out there. So then
I think
that would
you
be,
that said that.
That'd be 10,000 BC, or is that?
What are you talking about? Noah?
You're saying, what was this building around during the flood?
I don't know when Noah's flood happened.
Yeah.
Was that like the first thing that happened?
No. No, they had some buildings up, and there might be some standing, even though the flood, you know, it didn't wipe everything out.
You're not selling it.
I thought biblically it said it wiped everything out.
It wiped the living stuffs out.
Except for the fish.
Yeah, the fish.
Although it did say it killed
some
all of Earth's animals.
Some of those structures could survive. I mean, they collected a little insurance.
And that's my point. Wouldn't there be some evidence?
Sure. Why would that stuff fall over? I mean, look at it.
Yeah, look at that well-built
at
machinery.
You were talking about engineers back then. Knock that over.
Put a rock under it. It'll never die. You heard me, Monsignor.
They spoke with very clear accents.
They got all those underground cities.
It's not underground.
Underwater.
And it's by the
underwater
seaside.
Underwater.
You think that there'd be some evidence of heavy flooding there? At one point, all this was underwater.
Hmm. Nothing. No response.
Yeah.
What's that? That's after the flood.
It is?
Yeah, 4,500 BC.
When did that happen?
So 4,000 years before Christ.
It was talking like it was 10,000 years old. That was a theory.
Yeah, but that would be the first day then that Noah did all
that. Yeah, that would be day one. Was Noah 4,000 years before Christ?
Be 7 days into it. Because then it took 7 days to create the world. And
then he flooded it?
And then a little time went by, a couple of seasons.
He killed everybody in like two summers.
Maybe 300 years.
He decided to hit erase.
Wait a minute, you're telling me like a summer and a half went by, and he's like, this creation sucks.
You know what?
Start over.
But he's given us 2,000 years.
All that men
run
around for a couple hundred years.
He was hasty back in the day. Because now you think with all that's going on, he'd want to flutter again, but no. That's a ridiculous argument.
You had Abraham who had to start the families.
Wait a minute. This says shortly after turning 500, Noah became a father. He lived to be 500 years old?
Yeah. The story gets realer and realer realer.
I never knew this.
This here says
that's how good the diet and...
According to creation, allaboutcreation.org, Noah's flood happened in between 3000 and 2000 BC. So these buildings
were
1800 years old.
All right.
They were as old as Jesus when the flood happened. And yet,
Noah's life in his 600s was pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. He passed 600 that was, too?
Well, he was an anomaly.
That was just past
midlife.
According
to Brady, if you make it to 500.
Better chance you're going to get the six.
You'll make it another 100.
Not a good chance. Just better than the people who didn't make it to 5.
Weren't they all living to be like 30 back then?
Not Noah.
No, that was before that. Then.
You and your logic again.
How dare you introduce that?
I had no idea that Noah was.
Don't look into it. It'll just make you burn it. It'll make you burn the book. If you got anything left inside you at all at the end.
I mean, I knew there was some ridiculous stuff, but 600.
Again, a little of the time thing might come down to the interpretation of the word. Let's just run with that and go.
This
with
is from the International Bible Society.
I don't want to get into all this, but if your interpretations are always in question on things you disagree with,
it's not the
then the interpretations on things you're in question with can be disagreed with just as easily. So the whole thing is debunked.
Noah's grandfather, Methuselah, lived to 969 years old.
Man, they had good genes.
Man, they did.
Them Noah genes.
Now I get the whole Methuselah reference.
Yeah, well, that's a good one. I tried to do an O.J. Simpson's wife joke reference the other day. Nobody got it.
Methuselah. You'll have a good chance.
Hilarious.
Because he did something special.
I didn't think it was 969. Holy crap.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah, any way you look at it, it's like, well, the interpretation's not very good there. Is it good on all the good parts? Oh, it's perfect on the good parts. They nailed that interpretation.
There's
with
some
the bad
debate.
Parts.
There's some debate on the timeline, for sure.
You would think the International Bible Society would be able
Brady, they gave it 1,000 years window here.
Yeah. What are you saying on that?
That's a pretty good gap of time they're giving it.
Well, and don't you think millions of years difference? We are off on the science.
We're talking
saying,
about Noah
well,
here. I'm not talking about the creation.
I know, but
Noah.
When we're talking about timelines, even in science.
Yeah, but this is like.
We can throw around six
this isn't science.
Years,
this is their off. Documented stories. And they're like, yeah, we're pretty sure we've got 1,000-year window
where
here.
You so
got,
wait, you're that's saying where that, you're getting science. Then science gets involved, and that's why they're saying.
With what?
Hey, the
how
years
is science
might
involved?
Not be. Oh, science is involved.
In Noah's Ark?
In the
no, it's
argument
not.
Of. The creation of Earth.
Oh, yeah,
and the
we're not talking about that. That's
and the
always
age
debatable.
Of people.
Sure.
Whether or not
I get it with billions of
years,
but Brady, we're talking thousands.
If I here. Said, I don't know, Babe Ruth hit a lot of home runs in like the 20s or 30s, I've given you 20 plus years to kind of guess on that. You say Noah's Ark, which is like this big deal to everybody, and they're saying, 3,000, 2,000, it's a 1,000-year gap. Probably pretty well versed somewhere along the lines. They're not hundreds of thousands of years off on either end of that one.
Yeah, but there's
well, again, it's that important. They probably have a gauge on when that occurred.
I don't know how important the age of Methuselah is involved in telling the
you buy
story
it though.
Or
you think 900-year-old Methuselah and 600-year-old Noah?
No, I think there's. I think they're
joking and joking.
I don't think that's the correct timeline.
Or, so you're saying that a year are. To them back then was that they lived
it
a
might
30?
Not have been. It could have been a different. But, calendar altogether, or
but we didn't fix that when we made up our own years later.
We got a little bit better at it,
right?
But
I'm
some
saying so then Caesar's years would have been different too because they had a different time and clock.
If he went on his,
but
yeah,
we still have a pretty
way,
good idea of when that occurred.
Pretty when we started keeping pretty good records, right. I think they got better. But there's also tons of exaggeration on
sure,
events that happened.
But 1,000-year windows,
100 years ago.
You'd think they'd be on top of it as much as they believe it.
And I think there are, like I said, there are scientists that are working on that, archaeologists that are building more and more cases on timelines. On a lot
oh,
of
sure.
Stuff.
We're not talking about I'm talking about Noah's Ark.
Yeah, there are archaeologists still.
Oh, they're looking for it.
Sure.
Like, same
or
with
just
Big
signs
flood.
Of. But they know there was a flood at one particular time.
Sure, there's always
Earth,
floods. Not
you
the
know,
whole thing.
On the timeline that they're talking about, that's why they. Go along.
A flood that came in and was high as the Alps where that yeah. Noah was, where the ark was found?
Yeah. Well,
there isn't
oh,
enough.
Sure, there was water.
I'll tell you this already, and they know this for sure. There aren't enough water molecules to cover the earth.
Well, there definitely is signs that the, you know, on the ice age part, that a
it, yeah,
lot
yeah.
of areas of the earth were, you know, underwater.
Right, but not necessarily
sure.
all at the
but
same
the
time.
The shifting, you know, when you get into.
Sure.
Earthquakes and the
still,
tectonic or the
Brady,
plates shifting.
You're doing what my great aunt does. She constantly puts a narrative together that fits her fable.
Yeah. Well, that's what that whole thing. The Noah's Ark thing is special.
That's why Thanksgiving is fun.
That's why we're getting you ready, folks.
This is it right here. This
just
is
that one moment where it's kind of quiet and you look over at her and it's like she's almost dead. Do you really believe Noah's Ark, Fanny?
What?
Do you believe in Noah's Ark?
Of course I believe in Noah's Ark.
When did it happen?
I don't know.
What are the details?
For me, I don't know. There was a flood and there were all of them. And then the freshwater fish and saltwater fish lived in brackish water for 40 years or so.
I think a flood happened, and I think it was more of a local deal that in that area that they're living.
Movie. Sure.
They had a big flood.
A lot of people believe that.
That's what
that
I
all these signs from back in the day were just events.
Yeah, where the story came from, it's where most of the population came in, and there was a big
because
flood.
Because they were all stupid back then. People, they didn't understand what was happening.
You know what
I
just thought of this.
God made this huge flood happen.
The best job in the world would be getting a knock on your door and as a scientist and having people go, we want you to study Noah's Ark and we're going to give you $500,000 a year to do it. You got it. I'm all over that. And where do I get to go? I'm going to go to Tunisia and stuff. Okay. It's not here. And then just sit in my office eating Fritos and watching football until they knocked against it. I've done some studies. Still haven't found it.
And
got to find this
there
thing.
Could be some of that. But, you know, what's amazing is there are scientists that believe into that book that still study.
John,
they say events like happened at that time,
that they would say,
and that's how
Christian.
They interpreted it.
Right.
As,
yeah. That's what this guy says. John, this is a cult that knew, quotey fingers, for a fact that the son of the creator was going to be born. They knew this for a fact.
Right.
Nobody thought to write the date down.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. I never understood how come they never started to just scrawl into walls like this wild, important thing.
And that could be
a thousand-year gap
because they don't know he is the son of God right off the bat. A lot of people didn't know. I mean, look at people that come over to this country that have no birth certificate, or we're guessing he was born.
Christ was Dominican.
Could have been
playing some baseball.
No.
If you throw somebody from that time into our time now, like when all those crickets are around,
the locusts.
Yeah, they would have thought, plague. Oh my God, this is crazy event that God has started. Like,
yeah.
And we know it's just...
If you, not only from that time, dug my grandfather up, put some electrodes on his brain and stuffed him in the middle of the cricket invasion of Hayden Road, he'd have run to some sort of mountaintop and pissed himself and screamed for the Lord.
No, you think the whole world's going through this.
Right. You're just stupid.
Right. You were dumb.
And so you write all this crap down, and people believe it.
And then you start to say, "Well, we need science to fix that." And well, science has a few things to say about evolution, and I don't need them for that. Just this Noah's Ark thing. We need scientists to figure that out because that's kind of. What about the other thing they figured out? It's like, oh no, Adam and Eve. It's all crazy talk. We're all nuts. Just reach over and give Toledo a big fat kiss, and who cares?
John, the flood and Noah are mentioned in the story of Gilgamesh.
Mm.
Isn't that Smurf?
He was a Smurf.
Yeah. Gilgamesh?
Yeah. Well, it goes back to Smurf days.
He was
when Smurfs roamed the earth. And everyone was blue because they were covered in water. They couldn't breathe because of the flood.
In that story, he was referred to as the crazy guy building a boat in the desert.
Mm-hmm. The drunk.
Mm-hmm. 900-year-old drunk.
You'll see.
And you borrow stories from other stories.
Sure. Yeah, come on. But I'm just all
There's
I'm saying
one
is.
One weather guy that called it. That storm's going to happen.
Right. But 4,800 years ago, there was this building that's still standing today, or 4,800 years prior to zero, and they're saying that somewhere in between that and the other thing, the ark happened, there would be some flood evidence. We could look into these buildings for quite a lot of evidence.
Sure. It comes back if they ever find the boat that Gilgamesh or whoever built, then they could maybe date that. And current science right now has these buildings at those dates, which...
We're pretty good at dating. We've got several systems of dating.
Yeah. So, and I would agree. I mean, our science and ability to be able to date things, I think, is a lot better than it was way back when.
The scary thing is the more we learn through that kind of stuff, the less we need all the old fables and fairy
tales. Here's the brass tacks, though. You believe the flood happened, but do you believe the Noah story and the animals and all that?
There could have been a guy named Noah, and he could have built the ark and gathered, you know, under his instructions to say, oh, let's put in the amount of animals. But I don't know about the detail as far as the way it's set up.
You think it's exaggerated?
I'm not sure if a tiger would. Yeah, it could have been. enough animals that they could maintain to.
And then when it all subsided, he was wise enough to make sure they all went to the proper climates.
Again, that's what that area believed. But that flood, if that was in that one particular side. But there definitely was an ice age movement where things were frozen and, you know.
But they're not even saying it was an ice
age. Like the mastiffs still being
sure
found in ice. And
right. There's no doubting that.
Yeah.
But Noah wasn't part of the ice age.
That was a little later.
Yeah, he was after that. I was around for that first one. I'm not going to be caught stupid again. I'm building a boat.
Well, see, now on the,
those are going to melt.
The biblical side, they would say, oh, that was the ice age is the theory, but some people will believe that that's the entire flood, that, that's what they're talking about.
The ice age is the flood?
Yeah, that the world was flood. That proves there was a great flood in the world.
Wouldn't there be like a big gap in between again, next time there were people?
And you said mastiffs. Did you mean like woolly mammoths? Is that what you were talking
about? Oh, like not the dogs.
Yeah, I was thinking dogs.
Woolly mastiffs. I have a friend who's got a woolly mastiff. It's mixed with an Irish deerhound. So it's not really full mastiff or woolly, but it's just this real tall, huge, wire-haired woolly mastiff.
I was just picturing this mastiff.
And in fairness, it gets cold easy, so it's frozen.
We got sidetracked here.
Yeah, we did. But it's goddamn old buildings. When you start trying to do a little, hey, wait, wouldn't that prove a flood? Nah, you got nothing. Sorry about that.
I'm going to Google frozen mastiff, see if there's
anything. See if somebody froze their dog once and found it millions of years later. It's got a chip.
There might be.
It's got a chip. Whoop, whoop, whoop. He lives on 1 First Street in First Town. Firsty. Zip code 00001.
His name is Clifford the Big Red Dog.
I am Clifford One.
He's our very first creation.
His dog's name is Uno. He even started a second language, even though he's the only guy.
A new study.
I love how mastodons have become mastiffs on your mastiffs, show. You guys are the best.
The mastiff. He had a mastiff. So that's all he did was collect some dogs. He was basically the animal shelter.
He got a pair of mastiffs.
He went down and adopted them all. Noah's a decent dude. It's going to be a flood, and I don't want these homeless animals to be, so I'm going to adopt all your mastiffs. You have a lion? Okay, I'll build a cage.
Oh, man.
What's that? Oh, that's a mastodon. Those are going to die out.
A new study ranked the 50 biggest cities in the U.S., from the most to least gloomy. The rankings are based on the percentage of cloud cover, average hours of daylight, and total number of rainy days. No huge surprise, Seattle was named the gloomiest city in the country.
Yeah.
Portland, Oregon came in second. The rest of the top 10, Buffalo, New York.
Misery.
Cleveland.
How did Buffalo lose to Seattle and Portland for gloominess? At least there's hope.
Oh, I thought you said they were
the gloomiest. No, Seattle and Portland are number 1 and 2.
Of gloomiest?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. How did Buffalo lose?
Oh, no, least gloomy. Huh? Seattle and Portland are the most gloomy.
That's what I'm saying. How did Buffalo lose to them as gloomiest?
Have you been to Buffalo?
Because, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Have you?
Horrifying.
What were you doing in Buffalo?
My grandpa was dying of cancer.
Oh,
and that was
Jesus.
The happiest thing happening in Buffalo.
Wow.
Thanks for bringing that up. Man. Sorry about that, but it made us, we went there to celebrate my grandpa's room rather than, I went once.
It probably,
awful up
Seattle
there.
Seattle and Portland probably overtook that city because of the days of rain.
I understand that, but still, when you say the word gloomy.
Yeah, not probably, definitely.
People smile in Portland. There's beer and stuff.
And donuts.
Buffalo just hunkering down waiting for the next bad thing to happen.
It goes Buffalo, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Detroit, Columbus, Milwaukee, Chicago, and Boston.
On reputation alone, I'd put Buffalo and Cleveland above. Yeah.
If you're going to put
Seattle
the word gloomy involved, I don't care how many extra sunny days they've got. The gloomiest of gloomy days is like one winter gloomy Buffalo day is 10 Seattle gloomy days.
Is that why Paul's so cheery?
Paul used to be the fun ambassador in Buffalo. He had a job. He was a Buffalo clown.
He goes back today, and he is just
Oh my God! It's like
Mr. Excitement.
When Paul comes back, people hang up the phone and go, "Paul's coming! Paul's coming!" And we're like, "Really? Oh my God! His demeanor is just so uplifting." What's up, everybody? I hate everyone.
Paul's here. Paul's here. Thanks for bringing all the joy, Paul.
Yeah, move. Oh, Kennedy's getting shot on TV again. I'm watching it.
Man, I might have to visit this city.
Buffalo is...
Ugh. The five least gloomy.
We got to be up there.
Yeah. Phoenix, number one. Las Vegas, Riverside, California, Los Angeles, and San Diego.
Not a lot of gloom here.
Couple of Christmas gift ideas. PBR, Pabst Blue Ribbon, is selling the new 99 packs of beer.
99 packs?
Oh, hillbillies.
Several feet long.
It's like 6 foot up. High. It's like six foot high.
No, it's long.
So heavy.
Yeah. $175. It's available in 15 states.
Man, oh man. And it's less than $2 a can?
If they did that old style, I'd be in.
We're not on the list.
We don't have it? I don't know. 99 cans of PBR is pretty impressive.
Yeah, those are the big long
there
boxes.
There you go. That's what it looks like in your truck.
It doesn't even fit in the back of a regular pickup. It's got to lean up onto the top.
Strap it down.
I tell you what. Nothing says party quite like that going by you. You might want to follow that guy to the trailer.
There you go. Two guys carrying it.
Yeah, you got enough for the whole trailer park. You're the king of your trailer park.
Come on over.
I got to tell you, I've been watching this for the last 2 weeks. There's a guy who works at LGE next door that has broken his leg, and he's got a scooter, and his leg hangs out one end, and he's got a skateboard his way up. And I've watched this dude. The ramp they built is 600 feet east and then another 700 feet west to the door. This poor dude does more. His left leg is humongous, watching his crippled ass try to go to work. He has to leave the house 10 minutes early just to get in the door on time. He's 3 minutes to 8. I guarantee he has to be there at 8 o'clock. I watched that dude every day for the last week going, wow, that's rough. And I try to figure out why he leaves the building and then starts, like he does the whole front twice because they built the ramp double.
So the button for the door is on this side,
the door's all the way to the left. He's got to walk from the full left side of the building all the way up the ramp and then turn around and go up the other half of the ramp. So they didn't make the grade too hard. And he's pretty quick going up the first side. By the time he's getting to the door, he's miserable. I don't know who you are,
lunch.
Dude. I'm buying him a beer today.
Hey, it meets regulations.
I'm going over there. I'm going to pour one of their beers. They've got beers in there. I'm going to pour one for that poor bastard.
That is pretty dickhead.
It's been a
design.
Week of me just shaking my head. And I saw him today, and it's worse than ever. I can't
it's
wait
good
for him
now. That left leg will be so
I
solid.
Know. I can't wait for him to get his cast off. I just can't wait. I feel his pain. I can't look at this anymore. Sorry, I was distracted. Brady, go ahead.
The other gift.
He's 904 years old, by the way.
Oh,
he's,
really?
He's Noah's great uncle.
If you want to step up your game with your holiday meat this year, you can buy an Iberico ham at Costco. It'll cost you $576, but that is half the price this ham usually runs. It's made in Spain. They're usually around $1,200.
Do it, Brady.
$1,100. I might.
Do it. You've
it's the best ham in the world.
You've earned
day.
It. Yeah. Give it a run, and you can review it for us on the day after Thanksgiving.
Gargamel. Damn it.
Damn it. It wasn't
Gilgamesh.
There had to be a Gilgamesh in Smurfs, though.
A bar called
Gargamel.
So close.
The Fusion Club in Dubai is offering a new special. Women get free drinks based on how much they weigh.
Oh,
and the chubbier you are, the more free drinks you get.
This is a bar free of men.
Yeah, for every pound a woman weighs, she gets around 12 cents worth of drink credits.
Here's the thing.
Cents? So if you go in at 110 pounds, you get $13.50 worth of free drinks. So a 500-pounder.
Drag her ass in there.
You're getting about $60 worth of drinks.
Here's the thing that's got to make big women feel like, you know, you're being pandered to by saying, hey, the more you weigh, the more drinks you get for free. You know who gets drinks for free all the time?
Hot girls.
Hot girls that don't weigh fat.
And now they'll go to this bar. And
you have to earn it by climbing on a scale in public. I want to go to that bar and watch loads get on the scale and go, all right, that's $8.
That's two. Keep them coming.
Meanwhile, you know, Vanessa wanders by.
Hi, girls.
Is she going to get on the scale?
She hasn't paid for a drink in her life. She's good looking. All right, get up here, Bertha. We're counting on you to have a free night.
Oh, you broke the scale.
Ah, we need a bigger Toledo. This one only goes to three bills. We're going to drink for free for the first time ever. We're going to feel what it's like to be hot. And by hot, I mean good looking, not necessarily sweaty and gross.
Well, and what stinks is it's in Dubai. So $60 will get you two drinks.
So
maybe.
What? It's the principle that matters.
Yeah. But you got to be 500.
They
pounds.
Recognize these women are not getting free drinks any other way. That's the point of the exercise.
Baby. Hey, baby, you're going to climb on scale. I give you discount.
What about her?
No, she does not need discount. She gets free drinks all night long. Won't be here long. We'll be gone by 9. You're her best friend. You're her blocker. You're not getting free drinks. Look at you. You're a mountain.
About most of them getting on a standard scale, and then right. There's like the harness for the,
yeah,
the big ones to weigh in because you can't.
This one's too big. Put her on cow scale. She's going to drink for a week.
Engine hoist.
This is worth it. I feel special.
You are special.
So special.
So special. You make me so tingly inside. Happy I'm not you.
How come that girl's getting free drinks? She didn't get on the scale.
She's what you call attractive. What I call a trier. Someone who gets out and works and does things rather than just feed face with powdered Cheeto.
Yeah, that pretty much nails it.
There's a 19-year-old guy named Nathan Newell from Bel Air, Maryland, and he's a bank teller at the Freedom Federal Credit Union branch. This 78-year-old guy walked in on Monday, made a big withdrawal. So that night, Nathan went to the guy's house, forced his way in, attacked the guy, robbed him, ran off with the guy's 57-year-old stepdaughter, pulled a gun and threatened to call the cops. The police were able to put the pieces together and arrested Nathan at the bank 2 days later. I think he was trying to disguise himself, but he got busted. I don't know how far he's going to get with the 57-year-old lady, but you want to make a deposit?
Somebody came up with a good idea here, Brady. One of these days, or maybe a podcast where Brady saves Christianity, where people call and debate the Bible with Brady just to see what kind of wormholes we can go down.
Speeding the Bible and letting
countless.
Brady defend it.
Sweet.
I would listen to that.
I would listen
awesome.
To that too. And anybody. It's like
but
fun
then that
stuff.
Puts that puts the top one into play as well.
I love Brady's reporting skills. Not a lot of work done there in articles or anything. He just reads them. Kind of like his religion. You got to strengthen
yeah?
that. Yeah. Get in on that. I just want to know when Noah was alive. Noah interests me.
Why?
There's a lot of books on
Noah. Because I can't believe anybody bought it in the first place. I can't believe it's a story that's... I can't believe anybody bought it.
A driver in Bozeman...
Or wants to buy it.
Haven't they said that it's just not necessarily true? It's just stuff
still,
to teach
no,
lessons.
They have. They say
that's
that...
That's, again, fitting the narrative. Because
right.
for years,
they can't find it
was absolute
yeah.
fact.
Because right. they can't find it. And then science started kick holes in it. Like, well.
And then there's some of the stories that have found, Pardon. Like, some of the characters they talk about. Pontius Pilate. They've... Found a home of Pontius Pilate.
There,
so
maybe.
You know that story's
maybe.
In there, and there well,
he's
are
a Roman,
are,
right?
Right,
yeah.
but they're
yeah,
saying
I mean, there's,
you know, whether,
so there's history of him. I mean,
yeah, and there's
not like he,
of
they
the
was
kings.
Disputed that he existed,
right? So why would this story be that far off on the other side of it? And they have found a lot of the cities that they're talking about.
Yeah, but
that,
cities
that
are
never,
pay. But that's
well,
my
a couple
point.
Of them
you can write stories. I write stories about Insurgent was in Chicago
right.
in a dystopian
sure.
society. I mean, it doesn't mean it's real. Right?
My beef comes from the idea that they can say, oh, yeah, no, it was like 934 years old. Oh, yeah, when did that happen? I don't know. Somewhere between 4000 BC and like 1. Well, that's a long gap. And you know exactly how old he was? Sure. It's documented.
And you can write stories about real places all the time and put
yep.
sure.
fictional stories in real cities.
And you know, again, like a story about Jonah, you know, living yeah. in a whale for
And they've
three
changed
days.
That. Don't say whale anymore. Now it's a large fish. I watched a religious
Leviathan,
thing.
Leviathan, which I thought, either way, really the meaning behind the story and the lessons you know, a lot of them are always teaching a lesson.
Don't swim in a Leviathan tank.
You're not going to live long.
Well, he did, though.
Yeah. Well, he got 3 days in, and then it threw him up.
Yeah.
That's what you're hoping for.
What was the lesson of that again?
Don't live with Leviathans, but always have a candle.
Jonah is to listen to God's commands, basically. He was
crap.
That's the reason why.
I haven't listened to any of them. I've never even, like, I had a bass.
He's like, I want you to go
once,
to the city of Nineveh. I think that's the, I'm pretty sure that's the city.
I had a Chinese fighting fish also bite my finger. And I listened to zero of his commands.
Yeah, if he's never commanded me to do anything, am I good?
Yeah. Well, you're in a desert, so he doesn't know what to put you in. Living with them. Maybe that's why they're building that dolphin areas.
He seemed to have a lot more commands in the Old Testament.
Yeah, he's
they did.
And yeah.
I'm done with
Look,
this.
You got to do this. You got to take this out. You got to wipe this city out. Believe me, it's...
I got to be honest with you.
Kill your own kid.
Yeah, but beyond that.
You better do it.
Women, children, animals, I want them gone.
If the sky told me to do something, I'm doing it.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. I'm not going to be, screw that. Then you end up in a whale going, wow, what a lesson.
Not really.
Who knew?
Like a vision, maybe?
Right, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, an angel came down and said.
Again, there's a moment.
You need
there's
to
a moment
over.
Where I'm pretty much going, whoa.
You need to find this grotto over here because I think it's the Son of God.
Consider it done. If an angel comes down. But if it's just a homeless guy that's sending me a message and I don't listen, that's kind of more of a parlor trick.
There's a guy in Bozeman, Montana. He smashed into a fire hydrant earlier this
MT!
Month.
MT!
Oh, he likes Montana.
And he fled the scene with the hydrant.
That what that was?
Mm-hmm.
The problem is he was able to sell. You can sell a fire hydrant for about $1,500.
Huh.
The problem is he left his 2011... Or 2012 Dodge Nitro bumper missing at the scene of the accident.
You got to pick up all your pieces. Yeah. Can't leave the evidence laying around when you take out a fire hydrant. You can sell a fire hydrant for $1,500 to who? Who's in the market for a fire hydrant?
I don't know. I mean, it could be that missing element in that person's living room.
I guess.
And they've
got
the bar,
but they've got $1,500 to throw around. They can't find a.
You could find a city needs a
like an
hydrant.
Artist that'll build them a fake one.
Yeah.
Or the
real
factory.
Deal.
Gotta have
Maybe
a real
the
one.
Factory, John.
I need one clunked right off of a street corner, or else it's just not authentic.
I put this hydrant on there. Now it's code.
No one will know. Oh yeah, for swingers. I see what you're up to. Poor guy just moved into a house with a hydrant in front. Natural.
By the way, this is the cover of the Facebook page of my hometown police department.
Bozeman Police
Thank
Department.
Thank God you got out of there.
They're arresting a bunch of cows.
And if you can't read that, that's a sergeant's vehicle.
Yeah,
MT.
Bovine
we all got to start doing that just to troll Brady.
Your states. IL.
IL. IN for John. Indiana.
Yeah, yeah.
In Diana.
Mm. Did you use that one or the WV?
Yeah, you have so many to choose from.
I'm an Indiana guy. I was born. I'm like Mary Jane. Indiana boy.
IN.
Indiana.
Yeah.
Deanna.
Our college will never go anywhere.
Deanna.
In Diana
in Colorado Springs.
Stupid.
Yeah. Police, I'll just scream out, Hoosier.
Hoosier. In Colorado Springs, the police got a call. Someone was reporting about this daycare facility next to them, which is a house, and the facility was in back. They said, I think it's pretty noisy. It seems like there's too many kids in there. So the police do a welfare check at the Play Mountain place on Wednesday after receiving the complaints. And the lady there who owned the house and the facility wouldn't let them in. Carla Faith is her name. Refused to cooperate with the officers. However, the officers went back and said, we heard noises. There's kids in there because there's no one there. So they go in, check the house. There's a false door. A false wall, and they hit that.
They had an Anne Frank?
False wall led to the basement. There's two adults and 26 kids under the age of 3 down in the basement.
Oh, nightmare room.
And so people had been dropping their kids off at this facility, and some were really surprised. They had to contact the parents, say, you need to pick up your kid. Do you have any idea where the kids
26 kids under 3 were in a
How
basement,
are they
and the
find
parents
going
to know?
No, they because the facility checks out and they're dropping the kids off and they go into the into the place, the happy fun time.
And the wall.
And the
gets,
one lady talked about how her son, in the last week started getting a little agitated and there's some little behavior. He's like, no, don't drop me off in the tiny place.
She's
like, what's he talking about?
This is going to be it's going to be Get Out.
Then she walked in to pick up her kid, another lady, and she's like, the basement was the conditions. It smelled like just...
Well, it's 26 people under the age of 3. Yeah. It's going to stink in every imaginable way.
So they're hoping to work this thing out and get that facility up and running again.
Yeah. Somebody got to drop their kids off. I guarantee there's a couple parents going, it wasn't that bad, and I got to get to work.
It was such a good deal.
Look, when are we opening the doors here? Now that we've gotten the riffraff out. Man, that's brutal.
This guy, James Michael, he's from London. And back in August of 2017, he and some friends went to Africa. They went swimming in a lake. Apparently, James was swimming in the lake, and a parasitic worm managed to crawl up into his body and went through his junk. Laid some eggs inside of him.
In his urethra?
Yeah, he didn't know what happened until almost a year later. He started losing feeling in his legs, having spinal issues.
No.
Took the doctors a while to figure out what happened.
Something crawled through his urethra, though? Or did it get in him another way?
Yeah, it had to go up, went up.
Lovely butterfly in his body
through his genitalia.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say went through there. But fortunately, they gave him some medication that killed the worms.
Oh.
They hadn't figured it out.
Yeah.
He says the doctors told him there's only about a 30% chance he'll make a full recovery.
By the
10 years from now.
Yeah, okay. Worst thing that's on that guy's back, aside from the lesions, and then the worst thing on his back is a butterfly tattoo between his shoulder blades. And it is just terrible.
It's, you can't see the detail. It's 2 handguns.
Oh,
it's worse than I could have imagined. So when he went into the doctor, he's like, can I get this removed? He's like, I don't know. Tattoos are permanent. No, the lesions. I want the tattoo. You want that? You don't want this. I thought you just had back acne.
Yikes. There's a fresh
one. So that worm goes from the water into your wiener.
Oh, yeah.
And then crawls up inside your tubes, eggs out. You don't feel it. Maybe a little discomfort.
You can be a host for about a year.
All you're doing is thinking about, I shouldn't have nailed that girl in Uruguay. I think I've got the pee problems. We'll see if it goes away. And then your legs go numb and you're covered in bumps.
Yeah. It gives you what's known as bilharzia.
Here's today's word.
Good luck spelling that.
Good luck with that one.
I'll
it's Monday.
That one in right now, though.
Bilharzia?
Bilharzia.
Bilharzia, all one word. Mm-hmm. Not a man's name.
Not a man's name.
B-I-L-H-A-R. S-I-A.
Z-I-A.
Arg! Bilharzia. Like Zia Records and Tapes. Bilharzia Records and Tapes. The new album, The Worms, at Bilharzia. All right. Bilharzia is today's word. Text 97936. Maybe win a Camaro. Finally, Brady.
Chuck E. Cheese has announced it's official. They're killing off the animatronic animal band.
Just for video stuff. It's probably
started
just
phasing it out over a few years ago and...
They just do videos now,
doing
right?
Doing a redesign. They've redesigned about 80 locations so far.
Works for Dunkin' Donuts.
Did they have a animatronic band?
No.
Oh, I don't remember that.
But they not the redesign? Or?
They redesigned.
Oh, sure. And they phased out the rats.
Yeah.
Which is a good idea. That's
the
what Chuck E. Cheese is
doing. The donut rats.
Got to get rid of these rats and people will start showing up again. You know if they could phase out a Chuck E. Cheese that would make it better? The kids. You get rid of them, and that place ain't so bad. It's kind of fun.
I've got an idea about a coffee maggot, and kids will love them.
I used to love the animatronic ones, but I assume 40 years later, they're not really kicking it as far as technology's concerned, and their fur is probably rotting.
The fleece.
They have the adult arcade restaurant places.
Dave and Buster's,
now.
But people still bring their goddamn kids to that, too.
Sure.
With latex now.
You got to wear a whole suit.
Put a whole new band together. It'd be a human band. Cyborg band.
With latex?
Huh? Yeah, like with the synthetic skin and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. So you could build creepy people robots.
Yeah.
Oh, no, thanks. Nobody wants that as a man. You still want people mascots because of your days with the Diamondbacks, but
it's true. Giving people jobs.
Yeah.
Just dress a dude as the rat, give him minimum wage, and then have the screens run the stuff. Kids like that. Pixar version is much better than the weird noises of the servos and stuff.
When the operation is louder than the music that it's putting out.
I think the last time I was there was when you ended up with pneumonia. Yep. And it was for Caliendo's kid's like birthday or something.
Yep.
And we're there.
It was second birthday, I believe.
And one of the dumb kids standing next to me is watching the band play. And the one kid goes, "That guy's not playing the drums." I'm like, oh, God, they're so stupid. I'm like, I got to get out of here. I'm going to get diseases. And we all ended up sick as a dog. Gross. Bilharzia. Bilharzia. 97936. Bilharzia. It's a worm that crawls in your pee hole and makes problems. Aren't they all? Pee hole worms? There you go. Good luck with that. There goes your Brady Report. It's 98 KUPD.
98. Oh, my gosh. 98. Shut the front door. 98.